Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So, you know, from one end of the Mississippi River to the other, there's ripples from Hurricane Gustav. It's also affecting the Twin Cities.
I want to thank all my fellow Republicans as we take off our Republican hats and put on our American hats. And we say, America, we're with you. America, we are going to care for these people in their time of need.
It's John McCain speaking on Sunday. As the levees are being tested in New Orleans, it appears that the Republicans are being tested by this storm and its unfortunate timing at the beginning of the Republican National Convention. Joining us now is Jeff Sadowski, who's a national spokesman for the Republican National Committee. He's joining us from St. Paul. Jeff, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Now, the water isn't rising up there, but the political ripples seem to have affected the agenda on Monday morning. Do you think this is a test of the Republicans and at the moment of the convention?
Well, I think as you look at this convention, you'll see a convention that is of a very different tone from the one you saw last week in Denver or what you might expect from a normal convention. But I think the key here is to make sure that our priority is first towards the people in the Gulf region. And like John McCain had said, you know, take our Republican hats off and make sure that we are answering a call to serve. And throughout the campaign, he has talked about service and putting your country first. And I think this is one of those moments.
Certainly the nonpartisan theme is something that John McCain has talked about again and again throughout his Senate career even. Is this a real opportunity for him?
I don't think we're going to look at it as an opportunity because so many people are under the gun in Louisiana and across the Gulf. But it is a time where he will, you know, highlight exactly what he's been talking about throughout the campaign, making sure that we're doing everything we can as an American people, uniting the Americans instead of divisive political rhetoric.
Now, there are some cynics who might say that the fact that President Bush is not going to appear at the convention today, same with Vice President Cheney, that allows some in the Republican Party to breathe an enormous sigh of relief since distancing themselves from the administration is part of the strategy here. What's your response to that?
Well, I think there's always going to be someone looking for a political angle to something or aiming to score political points. But I think the two key things. One, John McCain has been throughout his life his own man and throughout his career his own man, making his own decisions based on what he feels is best, not something tied to a political ideology. The second thing, though, is I think the president wisely decided to be down in, I believe he's in Texas, and I think that's important. Mrs. Laura Bush is here and she'll be appearing with Cindy McCain today at the Louisiana delegation breakfast, sharing our hopes and our best wishes for those here and their families back in Louisiana.
And Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has arrived in St. Paul, I understand. Part of the mission of this convention is to introduce her to the delegates and to the American people. How's that going?
Well, I think you see the response, whether it's yesterday in outside St. Louis or in Ohio and Pennsylvania over the weekend, just the response has been fantastic. Whether it's millions of dollars raised over the internet in the last couple of days since her announcement, or just the crowds and the response that we're hearing, feedback from our grassroots campaign as they're getting out the vote and building out the operation that'll help us win in November, just the response has been fantastic. And I think you see a governor who has over, whether it's as part of the Oil and Gas Commission in Alaska, as mayor of a town, or as governor of Alaska, someone who has not just talked about change and reform, but has actually accomplished it and fixed a corrupt old boy network in Alaska and is making some real positive changes.
Now, you just got off a conference call with the campaign. Is this all Hurricane Gustav updates? I mean, you know, it sounds like you've got as much of a news responsibility as we do this morning.
Well, we're going to stay very, very flexible throughout, making sure that we're monitoring the situation down in the Gulf, making sure that our tone and any actions are appropriate. We have set up here for our delegates in the affected region an information center where they can go and learn about anything that's happening down in the Gulf. We've also dramatically scaled back our programming for today. You'll, like I said, you'll see a very, very different feel and a different convention than you have seen in years past. There is some official business that we have to accomplish.
I mean, you actually have to get you have to get McCain nominated, right? I mean, you have to actually
those are to make sure that he is on the ballot. Exactly.
Right. I mean, literally, if you don't do that, he's not on the ballot, right?
Exactly. So there's certain things that we're legally bound to do, but we'll be flexible and you'll hear more updates as the days come. I think the key is, you know, we're keeping an eye on down there right now and hoping for the best, right. And we'll make changes as necessary.
All right, Jeff Sadowski, thanks for joining us, national spokesman for the Republican National Committee, speaking from St. Paul.